This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, your pop culture home.
Yeah, Frank here has got his own billiard room.
Yes, it's what do you call it, Kramer?
Billiard room.
No, not billiard, not the billiards. It was
billiards room.
Come on already. Come on, we call it the
Place to Be.
The Place to Be, yes, the Place to Be.
Then I shall be there.
Now, it's time. Live and in living color.
The Grandy Man can.
Time to play the game!
Well, you always left me satisfied and smiling, so...
That's what she said!
Why do I want this? I want to make bank, bro. I want to get ass. I want to drive a Range Rover.
Place to Be Nation, Scott Criscola and Justin Rosero. This is the Place to Be Podcast.
Very nice, Mr. Criscola.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis.
D'Lo Brown interfered with a frog splash and hit it on Severin, getting some revenge.
I know.
What the hell was it? What was that laugh? It was like an old cartoon fucking Hanna-Barbera dog or something. It was like Snidely? Was that the fucking dog that laughed like that?
JR's got a little more time than I do to sit and actually write a whole show.
This is the third time you said it to me today now. I'm really curious.
Well, I'm not saying that you have nothing to do. I'm just saying that
you're curious how. I'm curious how I have more free time than you.
No, I'm going to...
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I know it's been a rough, and I'm not used to this long, grueling podcast schedule.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. Are you guys just joking off for the next hour?
Fun. Did you say D'Amato, late 20s, 30s?
Just being...
And you included yourself in that as well?
That was big. I am still technically in my 30s.
I think they might hit a shock wall.
What the fuck is a shock wall?
Is that the Shockmaster's wall?
You go all through the shock wall.
Yeah, I like Big Dick myself. PTB Nation, let me know what
you're opener.
Could do worse than Josh Richards. A cold macking in your living room watching this here video. Check the second verse.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another great episode of the one and only Place to Be Podcast. I am your co-host, Justin, live on this Wednesday night deep inside. So before we get this party started, let me bring in my PIC, the one and only, the Honorable Mr. Scott Criscola. Scott, how you doing?
Good evening, JR. Good evening, Place to Be Nation. Welcome to episode 260. 260 of the Place to Be Podcast. 40 away from three bills.
Tonight, I'm not going to make them.
Tonight, we kind of one of our special outside the box episodes.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of, you know, had a kind of an open episode. Wasn't sure what to do. Kind of kicking around some special ideas, and tonight is a very special idea. JR, let them know what it is.
Well, if you all remember back in July, Scott and I tipped back some beers and we drafted television shows. Wrestling television shows, because we were building our own networks.
Mm-hmm.
So we alternated back and forth. We drafted, what did we end up doing, like 20-something-ish shows?
25 shows each, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And now we're going to try and fill out that programming. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is we're going to draft the greatest pay-per-views of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a master big board here that Chad Campbell and Brad Woodling put together, our Mel Kiper and Mike Mayock, we'll say.
And Todd McShay.
Yes, they put together the big board here. They'll be tracking along for us. And what we're going to do, Scott, is we had a little bit of rules in place this time around. Last time we did it, it was a free-for-all. We could just, you know, pick whatever we wanted, whatever shows we wanted, whatever promotions we wanted. Mm-hmm. But here tonight we have slots, like a fantasy team.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to fill these slots accordingly before the end of the draft. So you have 5 WrestleManias, 4 Royal Rumbles, 3 SummerSlams, 3 Survivor Series, 12 other pay-per-views from
and that includes
WWE.
King of the Ring.
Yep, King of the Ring and In Your Houses and then all the, you know, other shows. We have 4 WCW pay-per-views, 2 ECW pay-per-views, 2 TNA pay-per-views, 2 flex slots, and 2 bad pay-per-views.
Guilty pleasures.
Guilty pleasure shows. So that is 40 shows each that we're going to be choosing here tonight. So 40 rounds, 80 picks. Mm-hmm. We flipped a coin. Scott won the first pick. We'll go snake order back and forth, mm-hmm. and we will draft from there. And then the voting will be up on PlayStation.com. You guys can go. You can read the recap. Chad Campbell is going to break it down for us. He'll pick his winner. And if you remember, Scott, I defeated you by a scant 3 votes in the TV draft. So this is your chance to gain some revenge in building this network.
3 people who don't like Thunder.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Everyone else loved it. All right. So why don't we get to business?
Okay.
Get to the pay window. And you can make your inaugural pick here in the greatest all-time wrestling pay-per-view draft.
All right. With my first pick, this is a no-brainer. I have to pick this one first. I gush about this show constantly. And Andrew Reich and I have a little vitriol. We agree on almost everything else except this. So obviously, with my first pick, I am taking WrestleMania 3. No doubt about it. The granddaddy of them all. Greatest main event ever. One of the greatest matches ever. The show that put the World Wrestling Federation on the national map.
All right, Scott. See, now I think you might have slipped up here. Because you could have gotten that in the next round. You knew I wasn't taking that.
But no, this leaves but I have a strategy. But okay. I have a strategy.
All right, this leaves me a big opening here.
Mm-hmm.
So with the second pick in the draft, my first, I am taking my first WrestleMania, and that is WrestleMania 17.
Mm. Okay.
Of course, from 2001.
Okay.
Peak
I wasn't
of the
expecting
Attitude Era. No, I know you weren't.
I wasn't expecting that.
With my second pick, pick number 3 overall, I'm switching over to WCW/NWA. I am taking Great American Bash 1989. Best available, my friend. Going best available.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Tremendous show. Tremendous show.
I think I'm loaded out of the gate here.
Okay.
Yahoo has given me the Snickers sneaky draft of the night.
All right. With my second pick, I'm going to steal a show that is clearly one of the most awesome ever, and I know you would take it if I left it out too long because I have a little strategy going here. So my second pick, I'm actually going to go into the WWE other pile.
Hmm.
And I'm going to take No Way Out 2001.
Okay, that's a good pick.
Easily right top to bottom, mm-hmm. maybe the greatest secondary pay-per-view of all time. Yep. You've got the awesome three stages of hell, Triple H and Stone Cold. You have Rock and Angle. You have the tag. There's a great tag there. There's a IC four-way that's great on that show. And even Trish and Stephanie is one of the better women's matches. Top to bottom, maybe one of the greatest secondary pay-per-views of all time. With my next pick, I'm going to dip into SummerSlams. I think this is a no-brainer as well. And I'm going to take the one that, in my opinion, buried WCW, and that was SummerSlam 1998 from Madison Square Garden.
All right,
greatest, another fantastic main event. The show that put Rock and Triple H on the national map with that ladder match, and just one of the most fun overall shows, and maybe, in my opinion, the best SummerSlam of all time.
All right. That gives me a lot of choices left here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the next one I'm going to take here with my third pick is going to be one that's a one-match show, but that one match takes up nearly almost half of the show, and to me is one of the greatest hours in World Wrestling Federation history, featuring some of the best commentary and one of the greatest one-man performances of all time when Ric Flair won the 1992 Royal Rumble.
Good choice.
Need to get that Bobby and Gorilla in there,
mm-hmm.
and the title on the line, Star-Studded Rumble. I know it's a weaker undercard, but to me, one of the most rewatchable shows of all time. Now, Scott, with my fourth pick, I'm going back to WCW,
mm-hmm.
and I'm taking one of my favorite shows of all time, Spring Stampede 1994.
Good choice.
Get Flair and Steamboat, get the mm-hmm. Cactus Jack and Max Payne versus the Nasties, get Dustin Rhodes and Bunkhouse Buck, all kinds of good stuff. The Boss and Vader, one of WCW's best pay-per-views of all time.
Okay. Great show. Fantastic. All right. I'm going to dip into WCW for my first WCW pick. And with this pick, I'm going to take the first WCW show that I ever saw live, and that was Starrcade 1985. Dusty Flair, the awesome Magnum TA and Tully Blanchard cage match, Andersons and the Rock and Roll Express, just overall, in my opinion, the best of the early Starrcades, and just a tremendous show.
So, Scott, you for the first time now, you're going off the big board. This is not on the McShay Kuiper board, so a little rogue here. I'm not gonna say it's a reach. I'm just saying you're going off the board. So this is the first in the Lakeside Arena.
Yes. With my second pick, I'm actually gonna. This is a tough one because this is the first kind of haggling because I haven't done a Royal Rumble yet, but you took really the best of the bunch. So it's kind of tough to pick a Rumble at the moment. There are some better shows to go before another good Rumble. So I'm going to go back to SummerSlam because I didn't think the show would still be there. And I'm going to take SummerSlam 1989, which is my second favorite SummerSlam of all time. Obviously the awesome Zeus and Savage versus Hogan and Beefcake, the awesome opener, Warrior Rude. To me, SummerSlam 89 and SummerSlam 98 are identical for different eras.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I needed to put that in there. So there you go. SummerSlam 89.
All right. I am pick of the litter here. All right. I'm going to grab two shows that I think are super value picks here. Mm-hmm. First, with my fifth pick, I'm going to fill another Mania slot. Got four to go. With WrestleMania 19 from 2003.
Oh.
I think a very beloved Mania. Five or six great matches on that show. And just fantastic wrestling top to bottom. A lot of action.
Mm-hmm.
For my next pick, I'm going with my first non-branded WWF pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. And that is from July of 1997. Canadian Stampede.
I knew you were going to take that eventually.
Had to take it.
Yeah.
Still, this is. I think I got tremendous value with my fifth and sixth picks here.
Yes. No, good. Two very good shows. It is time for me now to take my second WrestleMania. And with my first pick of this round, or last pick of the fifth round, I'm going to take WrestleMania 10. The only WrestleMania probably that has 2 5-star matches. And that is, of course, Shawn and Razor in the ladder match. And, of course, Bret and Owen. And the shocker of the mid-90s. So I will take WrestleMania 10. My next show, I believe I'm going to finally take my first Survivor Series. And I've got to take the one that has probably one of the greatest matches just in terms of pure talent around the ring. This might be a dark horse pick. I'm sure people might scratch their heads. But I'm going to take SummerSlam 1988. It has the awesome tag. Match, the laughable women's match, which is good folly, and of course the main event with the infamous hinting of the Mega Powers breaking up. So very entertaining show for me. So Survivor Series 1988.
Man, I feel like you were teeing these up for me. All right, so many to choose from. All right, well. All right, with this is number 7th pick for me?
Yes.
All right, I am going to take... All right, we just talked about this one on the vault. I'm going to fill another slot here in my 12 other shows, and that is Fully Loaded 2000.
Good pick.
And with my 8th pick... I got to take it at some point. WrestleMania 6. I pretty much
left it there for you on purpose.
I know. I can't take another chance to let it get another round. I think getting it here is tremendous because that's one I considered taking with one of my first two picks, but then I thought you would maybe pick around it. So I took a risk and got there. So I think I get, again, pretty good value. Fully Loaded 2000. We just did the full vintage vault on it, but you get the Jericho Triple H match, Rock and Benoit. To me, those two matches alone make that card fantastic. And then... of course, WrestleMania 6, you can't go wrong there, too. I think I have a nice cross-section so far of eras. I got some 80s into early 90s with WrestleMania 6 and Bash 89. Got some mid-90s stuff with Spring Stampede 94 and Canadian Stampede. And then, of course, Attitude Era Fun with 17 and 19, the WrestleMania versions there, and Fully Loaded 2000.
Okay. Ooh, tough. I guess I haven't taken a Rumble yet. I suppose I should probably take one at some point. Very tough, though, because after 92, I feel a lot of them are very even. I'm going to take this one because I enjoy the undercard, and I think the Rumble itself is fun, if not predictable, but predictability is fine. I'm going to take the 2001 Royal Rumble from New Orleans. I know the Triple H Kurt match is ink, but I love the Rumble itself. I love Kane's performance. The tag is good in the opener. I love that Benoit Jericho ladder match. Tremendous start of a great 3-month run for the WWF with the Rumble, No Way Out, and WrestleMania 17. So I'm going to take the 2001 Royal Rumble. Then I am going to. I'm nervous about filling out my SummerSlams so quickly, but we do have two flex spots. Torn here. God, you know what I find amazing so far, JR, is you've actually taken more WCWs than me, which is kind of funny. But
well, there's a couple I wanted to grab and get those settled, yeah. And then I can move on.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna pick off the board again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna pick my second WCW show, and I'm gonna take Chi-Town Rumble. Because of the incredible, obviously Steamboat Flair match, plus that great Luger Wyndham match where Wyndham punches the post and mangles his fist, and there's a couple other good matches on there too, and just the feel good moment of Steamboat finally being NWA World Heavyweight Champion is pretty special. So I will take with my second WCW pick, Chi-Town Rumble 1989.
All right, with my ninth and tenth, I am going Double Bagger SummerSlam. I haven't picked any yet, and mm-hmm. we got three to fill here. I'm going with SummerSlam 1992. Of course, from London, England. British Bulldog like versus Bret Hart. Warrior versus Savage. I was torn between that and 91.
Mm.
I'm going to go 92, though. And then I'm flash-forwarding 10 years and taking SummerSlam 2002 from Long Island.
Oh.
Shawn Michaels and Triple H, Brock Lesnar and The Rock, Rey Mysterio, Kurt Angle, a fantastic top-to-bottom show.
Yeah.
And I think I am just killing it at this point, Scott. I would watch my channel all day long with these pay-per-views.
I think let me tell you something. I think we both have pretty good channels.
Well, we're
going to
find out after you make your 10th pick, because
yes.
we have our guest analyst is going to come in and break down the first round. So
okay, all right.
Make your first pick, and then we'll bring him in, and then
bring
you can
in?
Kick off
okay.
at 11.
Okay. With my next pick, I think I'm going to take another Survivor Series, my second one, and I am going to take Survivor Series 1996 from Madison Square Garden. You've got the awesome Sean Sid main event, which is ridiculously entertaining, and of course, in my opinion, the greatest match between of the three, and that says a lot. And that's Stone Cold and Bret. I always like that match a scoosh better than the one at WrestleMania 13. So that's my 10th pick, the 1996 Survivor Series.
All right, so that means we are through the first 10 rounds. We have four total rounds to go, and that means we will bring four sets of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll bring in our very special analyst. You may know him from Where the Big Boys Play.
Yes.
You may know him from PlayStation.com, where he occasionally writes articles. And you also may know him from The Brad and Chad Show. Here comes our analyst, Mr. Chad Campbell. I like how we've siphoned this off of Larry David and it's now become the Brad and Chad themes.
Yeah. How are you, Chadley?
Doing pretty good. Still right. reeling from some of these picks, but
you're doing a great job.
A lot of surprises, I got to be honest. I never would have dreamed. I mean, to me, the most surprising pick of the first 20 that Justin and Scott made was Survivor Series 1988. That to me was a very surprising pick. Really, the Survivor Series overall, I was interested to see where they slotted. Because I don't think there's kind of that blow-away, completely awesome, A-plus type Survivor Series that you have in the other big four. Another thing that's pretty interesting is a good bit of WCW already. Four out of the 20 picks were WCW, which I was surprised about. And then also nothing recent. The most recent pay-per-view selected so far was WrestleMania 19. So nothing later than 2003 has been selected or off the board. No ECWs, no TNAs so far. Now, on Justin's picks, I will say, I'll just give quickly what I think your best and worst pick of the first 10 was. For Justin, I think the best pick was probably Canadian Stampede when you selected it. That one I thought could go well. Actually, no, I take that back. I'm going to recant that. SummerSlam 2002 I thought would be probably one of the first 10 off the board.
I was thrilled to get it when I got it.
Yeah, that to me is a very loaded show that has like three or four like very good to great matches, top to bottom. So I thought that was probably your best pick. Probably your worst pick for me would be Fully Loaded 2000 when you selected it. I think that's a really good pay-per-view, but personally I'm not positive that it's, you know, that much better than, say, like a Backlash or a Judgment Day, some of the pay-per-views surrounding it. Mm-hmm. And then on Scott's side, I do think the worst pick he made was the Survivor Series 1988 one. Nostalgia may have gotten in the way of that. But my favorite pick of his was No Way Out 2001. I think that's a contender for possibly top five pay-per-view of all time. So even though he did get that relatively early on, I think that's one of those. And you do have 12 of the other slots. I do think that's a special enough pay-per-view that you go out and reach for something like that.
All right, Chad, we will bring you back after our next 10 picks each. Until then, you can go back and take a nap and watch UFC. All right, Scott. You can kick off the second batch here with your 11th pick of the night.
Okay. All right. This is interesting. It's very hard to not pick like all the SummerSlam, almost every SummerSlam, because it's my favorite show. There's still a lot of good manias out there, but I think the manias are going to stick around for a while, because I think you and I have already picked probably the best of the ones we like. I think I have to take it based on the crowd and the unbelievable amount of title changes.
WrestleMania 15?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. No. I'm going to finish off my SummerSlams, and I'm going to take SummerSlam 1991 from the Garden. The main event sucks, but in my opinion, it doesn't totally overshadow the awesome undercard. Bret Perfect, Road Warriors win, Virgil wins, that great opener, even with Texas Tornado half out of it. The crowd is hot. It's one of the more entertaining SummerSlams, and if you get the right tape, you get to see the awesome Savage Elizabeth reception with the Cobra and Sid chasing him off in his tight little red polo shirt and everything else. So SummerSlam 1991 for me to start this 11th round.
All right. Well, that adds a little bit of strategy for me now that your SummerSlams are gone. So I feel like I get a couple that I like, so I figure I can sit back on them right now. Mm-hmm. So with my 11th pick, I am going to jump ahead. You know, Chad made a little dig. We haven't picked anything recent. That changes here when I take Money in the Bank 2011. CM Punk versus John Cena, the great Money in the Bank matches. So I'm going to nab that one now. Mm-hmm. And I had another newer one I was going to take, but I will wait on that. So for number 12, again, I feel like there's somebody to choose from here still.
Yeah. Still got so many good shows.
I'm going to take Vengeance 2005. Batista, Triple H in the Cell.
Mm-hmm.
And everything else that goes along with that show. Shawn and Kurt.
Shawn and Kurt too. Yep. Mm-hmm. Good pick. I like that show too. Good pick. All right. I'm going to steal a show from you that I know you like, and I'm going to try and continue on loading my secondary shows. We got a boatload of those to fill. And I am going to take maybe the one redeeming show from this calendar year, other than the one Mania that you took. With my 11th pick, I'm going to take Vengeance 2003.
Yeah, I knew you were going to take that now. I was debating between 05 and 03. I couldn't decide which one I wanted to go with.
I mean, you got that awesome main event. You got Cena's first taste of Taker. You got that great Eddie Benoit match.
Mm-hmm.
It's top to bottom, probably the best secondary 03 show. And I know that doesn't say too much because most of the rest are not great, but that is a show that's quite memorable. So now with my first pick in the 12th round, I think I'm going to have to take another Mania. I think it's time to dive back into WrestleMania. And this one might surprise some people, but I'm going to get a little more recent, and I'm going to take WrestleMania 22 from Chicago. Love the main event. I love Edge and Mick, Shawn and Vince. Unbelievably entertaining. I think one of the more unheralded manias, and I think it's a good show that if you sit and really watch it, more entertained than you think you are. So I think top to bottom, I think that's one of the better manias that gets forgotten. So WrestleMania 22.
All right. So this is my 13th pick. I am going back to WCW. And I'm going to take the second edition of WCW Super Brawl.
Okay.
From 1992. Sting and Lex Luger for the world title. Rick Rude and Ricky Steamboat in a 20-minute war. Mm-hmm. Got the Arn Anderson and Bobby Eaton against the Steiners. Marcus Alexander Bagwell and Terry Taylor. No. And that great Pillman and Jushin Liger 17-minute battle over the light heavyweight title. So very confident. That's one of the first WCW tapes I had rented growing up. So Super Brawl 2 there. And then this one of my favorite shows of all time. This is one I can throw in at any point. I'm very excited to get it in my 14th pick, and that is One Night Stand 2005. Just one of those shows that's just eminently rewatchable. The crowd is awesome. The hype is awesome. Really was like a perfect one-night stand if you had a book an ECW reunion show. So to get it this late to me, I think is, again, a high value because I just really love that show so much. I'm glad it didn't go before this point.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go back to the Attitude Era for this next one, and I'm going to go back to the secondary pay-per-views. And I'm going to take a show top to bottom that's really not that bad, and that is Judgment Day 2000. Awesome Iron Man. Really a good, solid undercard. The Louisville crowd is hot. Sean is in it, and Sean always brings anything to a show, whether he's wrestling in it or not. So I'm going to take Judgment Day 2000. Next up, I'm going to take this one. I'm skittish about taking it early, but I really like it, and it's easily one of the best WCW pay-per-views of the NWO era. It's got two or three really good matches on it, and that's Halloween Havoc 1997. Savage DDP in the Vegas sudden death match. Piper Hogan in a cage, which is not totally entertaining. And, of course, one of the most legendary matches, and that is, of course, Ray and Eddie for the Cruiserweight title. Another match that you can kind of throw in and really be entertained top to bottom, whether it's laughing at something bad or just loving a really good match. Kurt Hennig and Flair, top to bottom, one of the better WCW shows. Halloween Havoc 1997.
All right. With my 15th pick, I got to start filling some of my Royal Rumble slots. So I'm going to take first, I think, another pretty good value pick here, and that is Royal Rumble 2000, another one we just reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
Cactus Jack and Triple H, the Hardys versus the Dudleys in the tables match, the great Kurt Angle debut. Kurt Angle versus Taz in his debut. So I'll grab that one. And then a couple there I can still wait on. All right. With my next pick, I'm jumping ahead to another recent show, and that is to grab the pay-per-view that had my match of the year in 2012, Brock Lesnar versus John Cena in Extreme Rules 2012.
Okay. Good show. Very good show.
I love that match.
Tremendous. It's funny because you have to take the philosophy of all these secondary shows we got to fill.
Yep.
And at the same time, you don't want to forget about the big ones.
Yep.
I'm tempted now because I feel like I need to get another Rumble. But I want to make sure that there's a show that I like that I know probably top to bottom is not great, so I'm going to hold off on that one. Interesting. I've already burned out my SummerSlam, so I don't need to do those. You know what I'm going to take here? I'm going to grab another Survivor Series. Great main event. Pretty good undercard. And a hot crowd. One that JR was privy to. And that is Survivor Series 2002 from Madison Square Garden. Love the chamber. Great moment for Shawn. Good undercard. Brock's run finally ends. That great triple tag, and probably one of the most brutal women's matches when Trish and Victoria actually drew blood. Unheralded show, in my opinion. in the pantheon of Survivor Series. So Survivor Series 2002 fills out my Survivor Series. We're going to go back to a secondary show. And I think it's top to bottom. I mean, the main event's not great. No, you know what? I think I'm going to hold off. I don't think I'm going to pick that one. Really, the undercard is not that great. It's a tough one. Interesting. You know what I'm going to take? I'm going to go back to the early 90s, post-Federation years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take the 1993 King of the Ring.
Hmm.
Three great matches from Bret. Best match I think you ever saw Bam Bam Bigelow in. Bret and Kurt, again. You can cheer at Hogan's final kick in the pants. And of course, Terry Taylor and Wesley. Get a good chuckle out of that, too. King of the Ring, 1993. I think it's a... unheralded because there's not many good King of the Rings.
Right.
I'm sure we'll see a lot of those. I don't think we're going to see many of those till the 30s, but that's one I think that does stand the test of time. So,
all right. Is this my 17th pick?
Yes.
It's getting tough now.
Mm.
I mean, I have a few, again, I think I can wait and get some value on, so I don't want to reach. You want to trade pick? No, I'm not kidding.
Need my kicker? Need help in offensive line?
Let's see. Oh, yeah, I usually do stockpile kickers, so that makes sense.
Yes, that is true, yes. I check kickers on my second pick.
All right. I am going to take... Man, this is getting tough. This is this gap in ones I want to get, but ones I feel like it may be a little early for, but... Mm. I'll do some quick research here.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite pick so far as your value?
Starrcade 85 and Starrcade 85 and Vengeance 03. No Way Out 01 was a no-brainer. So I wouldn't consider. I mean, that was great value, but that I knew I was picking that early because I knew you'd snag that. So I think Judgment Day, I think Vengeance 03 and King of the Ring 93, I think, are two picks I like. And
yeah, Starrcade Vengeance 03 is a good one where you got it.
And I like Starrcade 85 too, because there's not many other top to bottom really good Starrcades. How about you? I love your Money in the Bank 2011. That's a great pick.
Yeah, I thought I'd get that pick. In a good spot.
Yeah, it's a great pick. You know what? Totally blanked on One Night Stand 05. Pisses me off. I love that show. I'll put on Bars on my network just so I can watch One Night Stand
05. You flip over.
One Night Stand 05 on your channel.
All right. Well, I need another rumble here. So I am going to go with... Oh, there's a couple on here I want to take, but with the last two I have. So I'm going to go with Royal Rumble 2007. We have John Cena, Unumaga. We have... the Hardys versus Eminem, opener 15 minutes. And then you have the great, of course, Rumble match with Taker and Shawn at the last two. One of my favorite sequences in Royal Rumble history.
Yeah. Good show.
All right. Next. I'm going to go with one more WCW here. I'm going to fill up my slot. And I'm going to take kind of a forgotten show, unless you're really into WCW. And that is Spring Stampede 1999.
Hmm.
It's kind of a lost year for WCW because it was a year that obviously was terrible on TV, terrible backstage. But this one pay-per-view kind of stood out among the rest. And that's because we have a great Benoit Malenko versus Raven and Saturn match. Steiner and Booker, Ray and Kidman for the Cruiserweight title. And then Goldberg and Nash and DDP won the world title in that one. So... I wanted to finish off WCW and, I can't say it's their best show of all time, but I think I'm pretty loaded in my WCW section ahead of that one. So.
Mm. Okay. All right. Take a look at my little cheat sheet that I, or my little study sheet in my war room that I did earlier today. All right.
What week is this now? Are we on?
I believe this is our 18th pick. 18, 19. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my 18 and my first 19. I'm going to take a rumble because I'm short rumbles myself. You filled your rumble slots, I believe, right? Or is there one more?
I got one more to go.
One more to do. I got three more to do. All right. I'm going to take a personal favorite. I don't really, not that I don't care about value, but I my network would have to have this one on. Let's put it that way. If I have a theme night. And that would be the Royal Rumble 2002 from Atlanta, obviously because Triple H won the Rumble. But Jericho and Rock have a really good match on that show, as does Edge and Regal have a pretty good match on that show as well. So I think that's a show that doesn't get talked about too much. That Rumble's great, by the way. I mean, that Rumble's jacked. Probably in terms of 30 guys, that Rumble might compare with 92 in terms of just the best 30 guys.
Right.
That Rumble's incredible. And then, you know, the upset Maven takes out Taker, and the Taker beats the snot out of him. So I like that one. Next up, wow, there's so many secondary slots. You almost like you don't want to totally panic and start picking secondary shows, even if you don't think they're that good. You know what? I'm going to take a Mania, and you're going to hate me because I know you've been probably waiting for it somewhere down the line, but I'm going to take WrestleMania 8. The main event's entertaining, but obviously Savage Flair, Brett Piper, you know, the end of Jake, the emergence of Taker. It's a good Mania. It's one of the entertaining ones. Birth of Shawn as a single star. Sentimentality there, but I think it's a good Mania to put on a good, you know, turning the corner night on my network. So there you go. WrestleMania 8 is my, what's that, the 18th pick. And, no, that's my two picks. That's my 19th pick. Yep, my 19th pick. So I'm good. There you go.
All right. My 19th, I'm going to take my 7th off-brand pay-per-view. And that jumps back about 5 years this month. And that is No Mercy 2008 with the awesome Jericho Shawn Michaels ladder match. Triple H and Jeff Hardy. Big Show and Undertaker had a decent little match there. And, of course, Matt Hardy and Mark Henry during their great ECW run too. But this is really all about that main event. To grab Jericho and Shawn, one of my favorite feuds and matches. All right, let's see here. So,
Chadley coming up in a moment.
Yes, he will be. So I'm going to try and wow him with this last pick, so I'm going to make it good. All right, I could probably hold off on this one because obviously you have already filled your SummerSlams, but there is a chance you could take it in a flex, and I think it's just a really good show and better than most of what I'm going to take, and that is SummerSlam this year's version, 2013.
I had a feeling you were going to take it. I didn't think you'd take it this soon, but I had a feeling.
I figured I could have waited, but I just really like it, and I'm looking at the rest of the board, and I think I can get some of the other stuff I want later. And this one I probably could have waited. I was trying to use the strategy of you filled your SummerSlams. I didn't really need one here. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to grab the show. So, okay. Go ahead. Your 20th pick.
All right. My 20th pick, I am going to take a secondary show that, again, probably I could wait on, but I probably should take it because I think it's got two really, really good matches on it. And it has a match that pisses everybody off, but that's okay. And that is No Mercy 2002. Pretty much just because I wanted that Taker Brock cell match.
That is a good value pick there. You get that tag match too,
so. and the awesome tag match
slipped by me.
Yeah, and you get the awesome tag match, and yeah, the Katie Vick feud, and people got pissed that the IC belt.
I think just those two matches to grab those two matches at this point. I think this is actually one of your best picks.
Yeah. So No Mercy 2002, the only pay per view ever in the state of Arkansas. All right, 20 picks in. Let's get an update on. Threw on his Aaron Murray jersey. That is Chad Campbell.
He's the only Georgia athlete healthy right now.
It's like Chipper Jones anymore.
Oh well, don't get me started on that. Okay, I think the 20th pick that you just made, Scott, No Mercy 2002. That's a great under the radar show.
I am pissed I missed that one.
I mean, the tag match, a lot of people would argue that's one of the best matches in WWF/E history. And then the Hell in a Cell, I really love that Hell in a Cell. And also the opener of that, Jericho and Christian versus Booker T and Goldust. I mean, that's a fun match. You get a couple other kind of fun little things there. I mean, the Triple H versus Kane match isn't great, but it's not, you know, awful either. RVD versus Ric Flair is okay too. So that's probably my favorite pick that you made in this last batch. I think One Night Stand 2005 that y'all touched on a little earlier. I mean, that went number 27 overall. So that's to me, a pretty high value pick there to go at 27 overall. And this batch to me, I think was more, I guess, usual suspects that I would have expected. Scott, you're still throwing in some curveballs for me, though, that I love. didn't quite see a few of these coming down the pike when they did, but WrestleMania 22 especially, I thought, was a very surprising choice. I mean, for me, I see that pay-per-view as having a lot of kind of good to very good matches. It's a very consistent pay-per-view overall, so if that's something you're going for, not bad. And then on Justin's side, you were talking about you did pick No Mercy 2008, and you also have WrestleMania 19, so you could do a Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho night on your programming. And then I got to be honest, Super Brawl 2 is my favorite pay-per-view of all time. So getting it at the, I guess that was, what, the 25th pick. And that is my number one choice, all-time favorite pay-per-view. The top matches on that show, minus the main event, Sting Luger, which is not bad, but Rude versus Steamboat is amazing. The opener between Pillman and Liger is amazing, and then the two tag matches also are great, too. So that is one of my favorite picks so far, but things are cranking, and now I think we get into really the, I will say maybe the meat and potatoes of the draft, these last 20 picks where you kind of fill everything out, fill out the rest of your roster, maybe have to do a couple of reaches or some slots get filled up and see how you strategize in that way, so it should be interesting.
Can I ask you, Chad, I want to ask you actually through Justin's I kind of your analysis, and then I ask you, JR, what are your thoughts on Justin not picking a Survivor Series yet through 20 picks?
Yeah, that is something that is, I would say that's a bizarre on the surface choice. But like I said a little bit in the top 10 picks, Survivor Series to me does feel like there's not that blow away a show. So I do think if you want to just sort of kind of quote unquote wait in one pay-per-view area, especially in regards to WWE, I do think Survivor Series might have been the area to go there. I mean, you're definitely going to beat him, Scott, when I do my evaluations of that, just because I do think Survivor Series 2002 and 96 are the two best versions of that pay-per-view. For me. So, I mean, you will get the nod in that one, but it from Justin's standpoint, if you do want to kind of forego winning the Survivor Series tally to stack up in other areas, I can see that as a strategy you could utilize.
That was definitely my plan. I think Survivor Series is the weakest of the shows, and I wasn't planning initially to wait this long, but once Scott filled his slots off the bat with the three he picked, I knew I could still get some pretty good ones. I mean, not blow away, but I think I can get them now and still not be too lagging far behind him, honestly.
Okay. I was just curious. I saw that you hadn't picked one yet. But, Chadley, excellent analysis as always.
We'll talk to you in another 20 picks. And, Scott, why don't we, since we're about halfway through this shebang, take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we will finish the back half of this draft, and we'll wrap things up.
Okay.
Because!
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What I'd like to have right now!
Chad, do you ever feel that the world revolves around WWF?
I think you mean WWE there, Barf.
Yeah, whatever, but what about David Crockett?
He likes it! He likes it! He likes it! Well, what about Jimmy Valiant?
I'm gonna get you all until I get you, Paul Jones.
Oh. The Four Horsemen.
We are a family, and we are the best.
The Omni, the Dangerous Alliance.
Please welcome the newest members of the Dangerous Alliance. I'm Anderson and Larry Zbysko.
Jim Cornette and the Midnight Express.
The Fantastics are putting the U.S. Tag Team title on the line against the Midnight Express.
Main events with actual work rate in them.
Woo! 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 All right!
It's just not fair to Flair.
It's not fair for Flair.
If this is what you're looking for, please check out Where the Big Boys Play podcast, the only pure NWA and WCW supercard podcast out there.
While you were in Hollywood making movies, Thunder Lips, I was winning world titles.
Well, there they are, our good friends Chad and Parr, Where the Big Boys Play. If you want nonstop old school NWA discussion, dating back to that very first Starrcade, these guys have it covered. Even the PICs have made an appearance once. We are very particular what podcasts we visit. So check out our friends Chad Parr, Where the Big Boys Play. Their link is right on our site, placetobenation.com. Just go into the podcast menu. And there they are, the other great shows we partner with. Chad and Parr, working Where the Big Boys Play. Speaking of Place to Be Nation, that's your everyday home for your pop culture needs. At placetobenation.com, we have everything. Wrestling, sports, comics, even polls. We want your opinions as well. Every day there's something different with our top staff of writers who are experts in all fields of pop culture. From the weekly Raw review to the return of the hack, you've got everything you need. We're also working with a myriad of great podcasts, of course, besides Chad Parr. We have Grapple Talk, the fans podcast, Off the Top Rope, Answering the 10 Count, We Found New Music, and the Kings of Sport with Nate Milton. We've got everything for your listening pleasure. So check us out every day of the week at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. Now, don't forget about our good friend Graham Cawthon and the history of WWE.com. He's still the top source for all argument solvers, from match results to house show cards to pay-per-view histories. Any questions you need answered, any debates among wrestling fans that need ending, head over to Graham's treasure trove of information. You will certainly find it. Need to know what the opener of Starrcade 1995 was? What was the main event of that 1988 Boston Garden house show you went to when you were 11 years old? Graham can tell you. He has WWE, WCW, ECW results, and the growing results in TNA and Ring of Honor. So for all your wrestling research needs, check out Graham Cawthon at thehistoryofwwe.com. Now finally, if you want a place to just hang out, discuss all things wrestling with fellow diehard fans, check out the news and the great forums at twfnews.com. They have all the up-to-the-minute stories in WWE, TNA, and pretty much everywhere in between. They talk old school, Attitude Era, and even those hard-to-remember guys and shows like Waylon Mercy or In Your House Number 3. So check out all there is to see right on twfnews.com.
This is legendary ring announcer and WWE Hall of Famer, the Think Howard Finkel, and you're listening to the Place to Be podcast.
Everybody's got a price. Everybody's gonna pay. 'Cause the Million Dollar Man always gets his way.
All right, Nation, we are back. You are listening to the all-time greatest wrestling pay-per-view draft to fill out our bullshit fake wrestling networks that we started yes. to build here. Chad Campbell's with us. He's been providing running commentary after each group of 10 picks. PlayStationNation.com will have the full rundown and your ability to vote on which of us had the better draft. And, of course, I won the TV shows, and we'll see who wins the pay-per-view. Also, Scott, I just want to give a quick plug to Graham Cawthon. He has a new book out, The History of WWF, from, what was it, the beginning? I
got to
write it down in my hand.
1963 to 1989. Yep.
So Graham's a great guy. He gives you a free resource out there, historyofwwe.com, that has everything you could ever possibly want. He comes on our shows, very magnanimous, lets us pimp our shit all over his Facebook and Twitter sites. So if you want to help us help, him, you can go to placetobenation.com, click the amazon.com link on the right-hand side, and then go on over to Amazon, search History of WWF, or you can search Graham Cawthon. It comes right up. You can place your order right there. It's a paperback. I'm going to be flying quite a bit for business over the next couple months, so I'm looking forward to having that with me on my flight. And help him out. Help us out as well. So PlayStimulation.com, your one-stop shop for all things pop culture. And Scott, we're going to have a lot of cool stuff coming up, especially with Halloween coming. A lot of cool little kind of target programming there. And, of course, UFC Fight Night on Fox Sports 1. was going on tonight while we recorded this. Roger Morissette and Chad Campbell and Callum Leslie all contributed to a live blog. So if you missed that show, you want to relive it, you can get some expert analysis there. And a lot of cool things going on with our MMA coverage that we'll have some announcements on coming up soon. So PlaceMeNation.com again. Please visit once, visit often. And now, Scott, we are on to pick your 21st pick.
Yes.
We each have 20 picks left, 20 yep. in. Mm-hmm. So we're going 40 rounds here. Let's quickly just look at some of the vacant slots here. Mm-hmm. I have two Manias. You have one left to pick.
Yep.
You have one Rumble. I am maxed out. I'm sorry. I have one Rumble. You have two left.
I have two Rumbles left. Yep.
We are both maxed
on SummerSlam. Yep.
Survivor Series, you're maxed out. I have three still to pick from.
Mm-hmm.
For our other pay-per-views, I have seven picked, leaving five slots, and you have five picked with seven slots to go.
Mm-hmm.
I am filled at WCW. You have three with one remaining. And we have not picked any ECW, TNA, Flex, or poor pay-per-views to this point. So we'll be seeing a lot of those, obviously, over the next 20. So, Scott, with your 21st pick in this draft, who are you taking?
I'm going to go back to the Attitude Era, and I'm going to take another show that top to bottom is pretty good. And we just we actually just went over it recently, and that is Backlash 2000.
Yep, it's a good one.
Awesome main event, Rock and Triple H, Steve coming back. The good tag at the beginning, that tag match in the beginning, and of course the Scotty Too Hotty and Dean Malenko match. Good DC crowd, and again that main event is just is really really good. So Backlash 2000 is my 21st pick.
All right, with my 21st pick, I am going to take my first Survivor Series. After we just talked all about it, I thought I could wait, get some value here. I'm going to take Survivor Series 1992. Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels in the main event. The very good tag match in the middle with Razor and Ric Flair versus Savage and Mr. Perfect. And I just always like that show as kind of the changing of the guard. Look at it that way. So always one of my favorites there. Then for a Royal Rumble, I'm going to max that out.
Okay.
Going off the big board.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take Royal Rumble 2004. Of course, Chris Benoit's Rise to Glory with one of the best Rumble matches of all time, one of the best Rumble performances of all time. Not the best undercard. It's kind of rushed a little bit, and you get kind of get that disappointing show on Triple H match, but I just like that Rumble match. I honestly believe that that's the best Rumble show on the board. It is sad for me to leave Rumble 94 behind. Obviously, I was there, and that holds a special place in my heart, but I feel if I'm picking the best Rumbles, I think I did better than if I got that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, with my next pick, pick 22, with my 22nd pick, let's see, I need to fill some WWE slots. Not worth doing any ECWs or TNAs yet. One Mania left, but there's plenty of those. There's still plenty of Manias left to go. Two Rumbles, but the Rumbles are getting pretty thin. Let me look at my cheat sheet here and see what other secondary shows I could pick out of here. I'm torn. There's a bunch of them here. Oh boy!
Are you gonna miss your pick like the Vikings?
Brady Quinn. No. All right. I am going to go back to WCW and pick another old school favorite. I'm curious about Chadley's opinion of this when we get him back after the 30s. And I'm going to go back to WCW, and I'm going to take technically the very first super show of the pay-per-view era, if you will. And that is Starrcade 1983. You've got an awesome Flair Harley cage match. You've got the dog collar match between Piper and Greg Valentine. You have a great tag match, the Briscoes against Steamboat and Jay Youngblood. It's just a great old school NWA show. And I think it's one that should definitely not be forgotten. Back to the secondary picks for this next one. For my 23rd pick, and I am going to take I'm going to do a little research like you did before. I need to double check a card because I'm a little cloudy on the undercard for the show. I may take it anyway.
Cloudy, you could take
I could
international
take good
incident.
Yes. Well, no, you know, we've talked about that show, and of course, everyone knows how much I love that main event, but the rest of that show is crap. Let me look at this undercard. Oh God! No, this show stinks except for the main event. I'll hold off on that. All right, I'm gonna go back to secondary shows. I'm going to take from the secondary shows. This might be kind of a shocker because I think the main event carries it on its own. Ready for this, Chad? Chad's going to faint when I say this one. In Your House, number 5.
Wow.
Brett Bulldog. Awesome main event. You know, you got to have some comedy on your shows, and not everything can be No Way Out 2001. And what more comedy was it than seeing my guy, Triple H, roll around in a hog pen? Razor Marty against Kid Sid. The hilarious Ahmed Buddy Landell nonsense. Diesel pummeling Owen into submission. Probably the only thing that's really unwatchable crap is Taker and Mabel. That's just awful. But the rest of the show is not unwatchable. And, you know, again, Santa Claus is on it. You can never forget Santa Claus. So I think that's a good combo. I think it's a good fun show with a great main event that you could stick on Christmas night or Christmas week programming. So I will take as kind of a sleeper pick for half comedy, except for the main event purposes, In Your House, number 5.
You've got to be kidding me.
All right. If I can recover from that, I may need a drink. All right, with my 23rd pick, I'm going to take this one just to punish you for taking In Your House 5, and that is one of your favorites, No Way Out 2000 from Hartford, Connecticut.
Yep.
Triple H
yep.
and Cactus. And I cannot believe you let this thing sit around this long.
I didn't think you were going to take it. I
was going to take it. At some point, it becomes great value. You have to take
it.
Yeah. All right, and then I'm going to take my first ECW pay-per-view, Scott. I'm going to take this one now, get it out of the way, because I think it's the best on the board, and that is Heat Wave 1998. You have Taz and Bigelow, False Count Anywhere, 13-minute battle. Sabu and RVD against Hayabusa and Jinsei Shinzaki, of course, formerly Hakushi. 20 minutes they go. You got a Tanaka awesome brawl. You have Candido and Storm playing off that feud that they had going throughout the spring. And the main event, Tommy, Sandman, and Spike versus the Dudleys in a 15-minute street fight. So I think this is one of their best pay-per-views, if not the best. And I'm going to take this one and sit back and enjoy.
Great
while
show.
You take In Your House 4.
That's right. Because
you might as well finish the whole year, right? Take 3 and 4. Go ahead.
There you go. Well, we left two. I'm leaving WrestleMania 11 for you because you're going to take that one as your guilty pleasure. So, I'm going to take an ECW one. I am not going to take the one that everybody thinks we're all going to take. But I love this show. It's got a couple of real good matches on it, and that is Living Dangerously 98. It's got Taz Bigelow, and that's the one where they fell through the ring. Tommy and Justin, great match as well. Balls and Axel again in a three-way dance with New Jack and the Dudleys and Spike. RVD and Too Cold, 27 minutes, took place in Asbury Park. And anything in Asbury Park is high quality, as you know, JR. So I will take my first ECW pick, Living Dangerously, 1998. My next pick, which I believe is my 24th pick.
No, 25th.
No, 25th pick, as I just saw that. Okay. I'm going to take King of the Ring 1995. No, I'm only kidding. I'm going to take, it's still sitting on the board. It's one of the most controversial and seminal shows of the mid-90s. I'm going to put it in my flex spot, and that is SummerSlam 1997. Taker and Brett, Shawn is the ref, great main event. Austin and Owen, great match. Sans the broken neck. One of the best openers ever, Triple H and Mankind in the cage. One of the best... that started a 6-year run of 6 consecutive awesome SummerSlams. So in my flex pick, SummerSlam 97.
All right. I'm going to really put a dent in my remaining off-month pay-per-views with 4 more to go. I'm going to take a pair of King of the Rings, Scott.
Okay.
I'm going to take, I don't have any King of the Rings yet, so I'm going to grab a couple. First, I'm going to take King of the Ring 2001. I'm going off the board here.
I was thinking about that a couple picks ago.
I like that show very much. Mm. Of course, you have Kurt Angle and Shane McMahon, and then the great Triple Threat main event. Now, I'm a little bit torn on my next King of the Ring. There's two I'm trying to narrow down from where I want to pick from. But I'm going to go, I'm going to eschew the big moment, and I'm going to go with the one to me that was one of my favorites growing up. I watched it many, many times. And, of course, it had a the first time Undertaker was really pinned in a shocking manner. Had a great main event between Shawn Michaels and the British Bulldog, the ascension of Steve Austin. And that is, of course, King of the Ring 1996.
Hmm. Memorable show. Or memorable moment from that show. Good main event.
Oh, I love that main event. I love that whole feud.
Yeah, a fantastic feud. Okay. All right, so with my 26th pick, I got to put a dent in my secondary shows. I still have, what, five left. I'm going to take a pretty fun show, another hot crowd. Because I'm looking at just shows that it, crowds make shows, particularly the ones that aren't totally great in the top quality match department, and that is St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Fun cage match. I really like, we just did it on a vault a while back, but I love that. I do actually like that Mick Rock match, even though it ended funny. That was on the In Your House Blu-ray, actually, and I enjoyed it very much. So I really like that one. It's a fun little show. Another one I'm going to take, this might be kind of an, I'm going to research the, very quickly, the undercard, because I love the main event. Let me see if it's as good as I remember it being. I do love the main event of that show, but let me see if the undercard is pretty good, very quickly. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely like this one. I'm going to take TLC 2011. Three reasons. Number one, that Punk Miz Del Rio TLC match is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, other than the crappy ending, I love Triple H and Kevin Nash. I do like that match. The ending's a little shaky. And of course, Daniel Bryan's huge cash in, which the crowd went crazy. So that's a fun match. And I remember Evan Bourne and Kofi against Primo and Epico was kind of a fun match too. And of course, Zack Ryder beating Dolph to win the US title. That was a memorable night because that was when all the young studs had, remember they had that, they took that picture after the show with all the young studs as champions.
Yep.
And Beth Phoenix. Memorable show there. So TLC 2011.
All right, Scott, for my next one, I am pretty much going to almost max out my other pay-per-views. I got two slots left, so I'm going to take one here and I'm going to bookend One Night Stand 2005 with One Night Stand 2006.
Good show.
Follow up RVD versus John Cena with the big Edge interference. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the great tag with Mick and Edge versus Tommy and Terry Funk. One of my all-time favorite matches there as well. And since I got two Mania slots to fill, I'm going to grab one here. You took eight. I took six. I'm going to take seven here. Going to grab Savage Warrior, one of the best WrestleMania matches of all time. To me, this is a steal this late in the game. Just to get that match alone is availability in my programming, I thought is pretty good. So it's my 28th pick overall is WrestleMania 7 to grab that match. So,
okay. All right, with my 28th pick, we each have one Mania left. I still got a couple of Rumbles. These Rumbles aren't blowing me away, though. Oh, boy. Interesting. I'll have to go back. There's really not many really great Rumbles left. Left my Rumbles a little bare. I am going to fill a Rumble slot because I think I need to at this point. Do I have any Rumbles left? Let's see. Oh, those two are gone. Interesting. Wow. Interesting. All right. I'm not going to pick a Rumble
here. This is
here.
Not interesting listening, so...
let's see.
This is straight out of the fucking DRA's dungeon right now.
See, what everything else we need to talk about? All right, I'm going to... go back to my secondaries. And I'm going to take... make sure that I'm still there, my list here. All right, because there's two matches on here that are really very good. I'm going to take Armageddon 2002. Kurt Big Show, really good match. Triple H, Shawn, Three Stages of Hell. That great tag at the beginning that Batista and Ric Flair sneak in and win the title, win the tag titles. Good, solid. Or no, sorry, that was the year after. But it was at I'm thinking of 03. But 02 had the tags. I think Jericho and Christian kept the titles. It's a good top-to-bottom show. Caps off what was actually a pretty good year of pay-per-views in 2002. So I'm going to take Armageddon 2002 as my as another secondary show. Still have two slots left. But I'm going to fill my final WrestleMania slot. And I'm going to take WrestleMania 14. In Boston. Memorable show. Sean and Steve. Sean's farewell. Love the Owen Triple H match. Pretty good. The only Kane Taker match that's actually watchable. And of course, the most awesome Pete Rose. So there you go. I have filled out my WrestleMania slots with my 29th pick, WrestleMania 14.
All right. With my 29th pick, I'm going to go to a show that we were at, Scott.
Ah.
A very good show.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Backlash 2009 from Providence.
Yes. Yep.
Edge and John Cena, 28-minute last man standing match. And then the great Legacy versus Triple H, Batista and Shane, 22-minute match.
Mm-hmm.
An oft-forgotten Christian Jack Swagger opener that was a hell of fun.
Yeah, it was a good match.
Jericho and Steamboat on there, 12.5 minutes. And the Hardys battle in the I Quit match, 20 minutes as well. So I'm going to take that there. And now, at number 30, I take my first TNA show. And that is Turning Point, 2009. AJ Styles versus Daniels versus Samoa Joe, 21-minute main event. Mm-hmm. Kurt Angle versus Desmond Wolfe, who of course was Nigel McGuinness. I'm going to take that there. And also has the great women's match inside the cage, Awesome Kong versus Tara. Rhino and Team 3D versus Morgan Hernandez and D'Angelo De Niro. And a couple other matches on the undercard as well. But just for those top two. Mm-hmm. Kurt versus Desmond and Styles, Daniel Samoa. I think a 30 is pretty good value. So, Scott, make your 30th, and then we'll bring Chad in one more time.
Okay. For my third Royal Rumble, I'm going to have to pick one. It's not stellar, but I do remember thinking the undercard was actually pretty good, and it had a pretty shocking moment that I know JR marked out crazy about. And that was Royal Rumble 2008 from Madison Square Garden. John Cena came back out of nowhere, won a very hot, another Rumble that was loaded with guys. JBL Jericho was very physical. You had a pretty good Edge and Rey match. Orton and Jeff was pretty solid. Pretty good undercard. You had the whole Flair. Even Flair MVP, because the whole Flair career-threatening thing was going on. I think one of the more unheralded undercards. And again, Cena coming out at 30 was a big shock. And that was a good Rumble.
Yep.
So I will say Royal Rumble 2008 with my 30th pick.
All right.
I like that. I like that Notorious B.I.G. breath you took before the.
This is I feel like I just ran a marathon here, keeping track of all this. I did like the
Royal.
It
was all a dream.
I did like the Royal Rumble 2008 pick. I think that's good. Good positioning there, Scott, as your third Royal Rumble. getting it this late in the draft. We're down to the final 10 picks. Another thing that you did, Scott, that I thought was interesting and I was ready to see how it panned out was you were the first one to dip into the flex spots, which I really think can really boost those two slots. I think will prove very valuable in these last 10 picks. You have one more to fill. Justin has two more to fill. There's still, I think, a lot of good shows out here, even on cards that you filled up, other roster spots that you filled up. So I did like you snagging SummerSlam 1997, which has the Brett Taker match and then the Owen Austin match and then a couple of other really fun things, the Triple H Mankind stuff on the undercard. So that was a pretty cool utilization of that flex spot. We did dip into TNA for the first time, Turning Point 2009, kind of a lost, forgotten pay-per-view right before the Hogan-Bischoff regime came in. But that's probably, I think, TNA's top-to-bottom best pay-per-view of all time, so no shame in it being the first one off the board at all. And then, Scott, I know you wanted me to mention Starrcade 1983. That's an interesting show overall. I mean, I think the Piper-Valentine match is a match I absolutely love. I think it's one of the probably my favorite NWA matches from the 80s. Then you also have the tag team title match between the Briscoes, Youngblood, and Steamboat, which I think is a good match. The main event, you have a wide varying of opinion. I don't think it's a good to great match per se in ring, but it certainly is a great moment at the end when Flair wins the title, gets his hand raised triumphantly bloody. And then also on that undercard, there's a Wahoo McDaniel tag in there with Bob Orton, which is a lot of fun. So that I have no problems with that being selected when it was. And now we're kind of down to the nitty gritty. Justin still has two Survivor Series spots. So it'll be interesting to see how long he holds out on that. And then we get into a lot of kind of the guilty pleasures, flex slots, TNA, some more ECW. So the final 10 picks are going to have to bring a lot of variety based on what each of you guys has left to provide.
I think Mel Kiper should use these themes.
Him draft. And Todd McShay should be in, like, flamenco suits. Yes.
All right, Scott, you are up here with pick number 31.
Yes.
For you.
I suppose I should pick a TNA show at some point. I'm going to go off the board because, this is a show that I know because it's the first pay-per-view that I actually really paid attention to and is actually not bad now that I've watched some of the matches online. And that is Lockdown from this year, Lockdown 2013, that took place in San Antonio. The Lethal Lockdown match was very good. Team TNA against Aces and Eights. Bully Ray and Jeff was good, and of course Bully Ray turned out that he was heading Aces and Eights and won the world title. Kenny King, Christian York, and Zema Ion, great three-way. A solid pay-per-view, including the three-way tag title, Aries Rude, Bad Influence, and Chavo Hernandez. Good top to bottom show, and that's a Lockdown from San Antonio. Lockdown from this year. So it was my first TNA show.
All right, with my 31st pick, I'm actually going to fill my first flex spot.
Okay.
And this show to me is kind of a shame, Scott, that you let it slip this far into my grasps. And that is SummerSlam, 2001.
Fuck you! Damn it!
Well, I can't believe you let it sit around this long while you were.
I was going to take that was going to be my next flex pick. Ah!
Kurt Angle and Steve Austin for the world title. Yeah. Jericho Rhino, RVD, Jeff Hardy in the ladder match. Edge and Lance Storm in a very good opener for the IC title. To me, just getting Angle Austin this low is a big one.
Mm.
And then I'm going to finish my WrestleManias off.
Okay.
By taking WrestleMania 28.
Hmm.
Of course, a recent vintage, but Rock John Cena, very, very good match. I feel like he gets overlooked. 34 minutes. Mm. Punk and Jericho in a 22-minute battle for the world title. Of course, Taker and Triple H inside the cell. Mm-hmm. Kane and Orton, kind of a forgotten little match, too, on the undercard. So I liked this Mania. And, of course, it jump-started the Daniel Bryan stuff with him jobbing quickly to Sheamus. So kind of some historical meaning there. as well. So those are my two picks for 31 and 31 and 32.
Okay. All right. With my number 32 pick, I believe I still have two secondary picks left to make. Let's see. I'm going to take a show that is forgotten, even though it's got a great main event and kind of a historical side to it. And I know JR, I don't want to say he's going to be crushed when I think he wanted this one for sentimental reasons. And I think the card top to bottom is not too bad. And that is Unforgiven 2006 from Toronto. Obviously, Cena, Edge, TLC, great main event. The farewell match for your girl, Trish Stratus, as she defeats Lita. The DX, Shane, Vince, Big Show in the Cell, fun match. And Nitro and Jeff for the IC title. That started their awesome feud, 17-minute opener. So I think that's a top-to-bottom show that a lot of people forget about. So Unforgiven 2006. All right, now time for my 33rd pick. And this is a flex slot. Maybe for, I don't want to say it's for historical purposes, but maybe being there gave it a different spin, and if I throw the DVD in, maybe I'll like it a little more, even more than I did when I was there. A show you and I were at, JR, a show you and I were standing next to each other. And that is this past year's WrestleMania, WrestleMania 29. From MetLife. Punk Taker speaks for itself. Cena Rock 2, very good. We saw The Shield in their WrestleMania debut. We saw a good, but not great, Triple H and Brock match. It wasn't awesome, but it wasn't hideous. And I think just the crowd, once again, unbelievable moment. Even P. Diddy was pretty solid.
You were way off the board again at that one.
Pretty entertaining. Again, I think it's a show that a lot of people, I don't say crap on. Nobody craps on that Mania. But I think it's one people forget, and I think you need to watch it again. I think you'll get a better perspective, of course. And, you know, again, sentimental value, because we were all there. You know, we were we had our tailgate. We had the hall and Ring of Honor. So the weekend means a lot to me.
All right. Well,
and I think the show is very sentimental, but it's a good show. And I think if you... You know, for anybody that owns a DVD or the Blu-ray, throw it in, and I think you'll like it more than you think you did if you were there, okay. Or even if you watched it on pay-per-view.
So that's your 33rd, and I'm going to take, my 33rd, I'm going to take the one I thought you were going to take here, the way you were setting it up, in my flex spot number 2, and I think this is another steal. I think my flexes are the steals of all steals. I'm going to grab WrestleMania 20, of course, the great triple threat main event, Kurt versus Eddie, Jericho versus Christian, and the oft-forgotten Evolution versus Rock and Sock. And the first big Hall of Fame, and MSG, WrestleMania 20, of course, everything that goes with it. So, again, I think that's quite the little steal there. Mm. So, flexes are gone. What do you mean, flexes are gone.
Good pick. I like it.
So I got, what, one TNA, one ECW, and I got my two Survivor Series left. You're flexed out, right?
I'm maniaed out. I'm rumbled. I have one rumble left.
Okay, so you can't touch my Survivor Series, I guess is my point. So I can wait till the end.
I've used my flexes. All right. So Survivor Series is all yours. All
right, so I'm going to hold off on there. So I'm going to go now back to TNA.
Okay.
I'm going to finish this off because I think I'm going to grab two of the best pay-per-views ever. I'm going to take Unbreakable 2005. That has Dave Meltzer's only 5-star match in TNA history, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Unbreakable 2005. That'll finish off my TNA, and of course, that 5-star match was AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, and Samoa Joe, 22:50. And I feel like that I could package with the other one I picked, at Turning Point, and kind of package those together for a little theme night as well. So I'm maxed out in TNA, but I feel pretty good about the two I grabbed.
Mm, they are very good, yes. All right, for my 34th pick, I have one secondary pay-per-view left. I have one rumble left. There's really nothing left, and rumbles are not great. All right. With secondary shows, I'm going to take again, maybe for the historical purposes of it, and because it was the debut match of this gimmick. As everyone knows, one of my favorite gimmicks of all time. I'm going to take Bad Blood 1997. Shawn Taker in the cell. Godwin's headbangers. Not totally unentertaining. You saw The Rock's first real emergence as a star in the Nation, even though he did knock out my LOD. Brett Bulldog, Vader, Patriot. Not hideous for 25 minutes. And it's got historical value. And sadly is the day that, sadly the death of Brian Pillman. And JR, since you wanted to throw Meltzer in there, it was the last five-star match. The main event was the last five-star match Dave Meltzer would give until Punk Cena in 2011. I think that holds a lot of weight. So my final, I believe it's my final. I don't think I have another one. My final flex pick, Bad Blood, 1997. All right. Do I have to do my 35th? Yes. My 35th pick, I'm a TNA. And I'm going to take, I'm going to take, no, I'm going to hold off on TNA. I think you took the two best. Well done. Well played. Not much left here. Now, one more Rumble. Not much there. You know what? What the heck? Take it now while it's still sitting there. For historical purposes, I'm going to pick my second ECW show, and I am going to take Barely Legal 1997.
Ah! I thought I was going to get it there.
Terry Funk. And the infamous RVD shoot promo after saying he didn't make it on the show. And, just a very memorable memorable pay-per-view, for the ECW brand. So
damn it.
Definitely a show that needs to be remembered. And the Eliminators, Dudley's tag team match.
Yeah, yeah.
Shane and Pitbull number two.
I really thought I was going to get that there. I really thought you were going to take your TNA.
So there you go. Barely Legal 97. You're up with your 35th pick.
All right. Well, I need to take my last ECW here. I had two narrowed it down, but I'm going to go to what I think was a little bit of a hotter time. I'm going to go with Hardcore Heaven 99. That's Taz and Bubba, a False Count Anywhere match for the world title at the end, but has RVD versus Jerry Lynn, 27-minute, no time limit match. Has a Sid appearance, whacking out Just Incredible in 2 minutes. Lance and Tommy Dreamer. Tajiri and Little Guido always have good matches. Super Crazy and Taka was on that show, too. So, and Taz Candido, of course, opens it up. So I think this is the show you always talk about that you saw.
Mm.
So
yeah, yeah.
I'm going to take that one there, and I'm going to take my first Guilty Pleasure show, Scott.
Oh, okay.
And I am going to take In Your House number 2. I think it's considered to be a pretty rough show, but I think I get Sean Jarrett. I think balances it out. And do you still consider that? I think I consider that a Guilty Pleasure bad show, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Wait till you hear mine.
Okay, can't wait to
mine's
hear
it. Mine is about as equally as bad. So, because I'm going to take my first Guilty Pleasure. Might as well fill that slot. Because you'll never find another show that's got a complete 180 from bad to good. My first bad pay-per-view slot goes to the 2003 Royal Rumble. I can't put it in my regular Rumbles. It's just not.
All right, I'm gonna let. That's a tough one to let slide. We might have to bring Chad into rule on this one. An all-time five-star match.
But it also has an all-time no-star.
Yeah, but that's
stinker.
Not really. That's looked at as like a good show, a decent show with a bad match. I don't think you can count. I mean, we're talking
all right,
dregs
all right, well,
of society.
I mean, it is a Rumble. So technically, does that have to go in my fourth Rumble slot?
Okay, you can put it there.
All right, I'll put it in my fourth Rumble slot.
I don't think that can count as a bad pay. I think that's skewing the system to include that as a bad paper.
All right,
it's got a bad match, but.
Yeah, no, the Rumble itself is uninspiring.
Yeah, but it's still not. Can't put a Rumble in the worst shows because, I mean, even the 95 Rumble, the Rumble match isn't bad. So I think Rumble matches permit.
Okay.
Or do not permit it to be.
All right. Maybe I'm overstating. And this is, look, I'm dogging my guy's match. So, I mean, I'm being legit, but you are right. I mean, again, you're looking at a 180. You got Obviously, we're talking about Triple H and Scott Steiner, which is a comedic shit show. But then, of course, obviously, JR is talking about Benoit and Kurt, which is one of the greatest matches of the decade, if not one of the greatest matches of all time. All right, so I'll fill out my Rumbles with 2003. All right. What's left? Well, I got one TNA left and two bad pay-per-views.
All right, Chad is supposed to be an analyst and an accountant. Screw this all up. So we're actually going to add a third flex to get to 40, Scott, because we were off. We had 39 rounds. But because we weren't able to plan for it, the third flex will be our last pick. Has to be your last pick.
Okay.
So you have to pick your other remaining spots, and then we'll go to that third flex. So you still have two bad pay-per-views and a TNA, which I guess is all the same. And I have one bad pay-per-view and two Survivor Series, and then we'll make our flex pick.
Okay. All right, so I just picked... All right, just to recap, did I pick... Oh, I picked the 03 Rumble as my last Rumble. Okay.
Yep.
All right, so I got something to pick. TNA. Really nothing left. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't know a lot of these mid-level ones from the mid-2000s. I always like lockdowns because I love cages. I'm trying to think, what was Bound for Glory? Oh, see, that's not on the board. Not that it matters, but I should pick a TNA. I'm trying to think of the TNA that... I have to look it up because it's not on the... I like our analysis, though, of that Rumble, because it is overstating a pretty hideous show. Let's take a look. I'll definitely take this show. My second TNA show is Bound for Glory 2006. It was Kurt Angle's debut. He was only an enforcer. He wasn't in the match. It was Sting versus Jarrett for the NWA title. LAX against AJ and Daniels in a six sides of steel match for the tag titles. I remember that match being incredible. Sabin Senshi for the X Division title. Christian Cage and Rhino in an 8 mile street fight.
All right, I think we're past the point of having to analyze full shows. we're in the 38th round. You're picking some TNA show you've never seen. So.
All right, so Bound for Glory 2006. Great
All
show.
Right. All right, so for my second bad pay-per-view, I have to take this one, of course, WrestleMania 11. I'm always touting it, and I feel like I'd be stabbing it in the back if I didn't pick it there. And then, Scott, I have two Survivor Series left. I'm going to take first one will be Survivor Series 95, which I don't think is too far off from the ones you picked, and I'm taking this at the very end of the draft. So I think I got good value here. You get Bret Diesel and a few good Survivor matches, including that kind of underrated women's match as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I've got two bad shows left, so I have to pick both of those. Okay, well, I'm going to pick this one. You know I'm going to pick it, JR. You mentioned it earlier. And other than the main event, it's a pretty god-awful show, in my opinion. And that is In Your House International Incident. I'll just lean on the main event and be happy with it.
Okay, I'll let you have it.
Pretty much. Second bad pay-per-view. Ooh. You know what? I'm going to sneak this one because, I mean, the main event's good. We might need a ruling if this is technically bad, but I love the main event. But the undercard's, and that's Vengeance 2002. Rock, Kurt, Taker, great match. But the undercard is, it's not great. And they had that long, drawn-out Triple H, which show's he going to go on? Crap.
That's another one I'm not positive is considered a bad show.
That's why I'm questioning if we need to go to do we trust Chad at this point? If you can't do math, can you pick
I mean, it's on this big board here. To me, if it's on the big board, it should not be considered for worst pay-per-view. I mean, it's obviously was on here for us to pick. It's a good show. And with that main event alone again, I mean, I don't know.
All right.
You got to think worst. I mean, this isn't just, let me think of a good. I mean, this is like pay-per-views that people rank awful. You know, think of some of the ones we always rank at the bottom.
Yeah, at the bottom of the
table. I mean, there's one I can't believe you're overlooking, the one you always fucking whine about.
There's a lot of my whine about. King of the Ring 95. I don't even want to watch that show.
No. Your WrestleMania that you were at live when you were 27.
Oh, of course. WrestleMania 2.
Yes.
All right, I'll stick it on there. That's a good one. That's a good stinker.
That's fitting. I took 11, you took 2. I think that's fitting.
Okay, there you go. WrestleMania 2. It's god-awful except for Bulldogs and Dream Team, but I was there with my dad, and it was pretty cool.
Okay, I'm going to finish off my Survivor Series with the 2001 edition. We have the Alliance versus Team WWF. I love that match. You have the Immunity Battle Royal with the great Billy Gunn pop, if you remember.
Yes.
On there as well. And the Dudleys versus the Hardys. And, you know, maybe not the best Survivor Series ever, but that 45-minute main event with 10 of the top stars in wrestling at the time, to me, carries it. I almost considered taking 07, which I like. We, of course, had the Batista Taker match at the end.
Yes.
I considered taking that one. That kind of was next off the list for me. And also considered taking Survivor Series 97 just to have the Montreal tag to it. But all right. So for my last pick, pick number 40, in my third flex spot, Scott, I am taking WrestleMania 23. Of course, Shawn versus John Cena, Batista versus Taker. And I think to get that at number 40, I think my flex is outstanding, to be honest with you. SummerSlam 01, WrestleMania 20, and WrestleMania 23. The quality of matches I have in my flex, I think, is hard to top. So, your 40th and final pick in your final flex spot, Mr. Criscolo.
No Way Out 2006.
That's a good one.
Kurt Angle, Taker.
Yep.
Ray Orton, Booker, Benoit. Even Tatanka is on that show.
That's right, yes.
So, there you go.
All right, so we are not going to bring Chad on because we're going to make you read PlaceToBeNation.com for his full and final analysis. Scott, there were some shows on here. I'm just going to read them down very quickly. These are the shows that are remaining on Chad and Brad's big board that were not picked. WrestleMania 1, Rumble 91, Rumble 94, King of the Ring 94, King of the Ring 98, SummerSlam 99. This one's kind of surprising. SummerSlam 2000, Vengeance 02. This is one I almost took a few times. Backlash 04, WrestleMania 21. Cyber Sunday 07, Survivor Series 07, which I almost took here with that last pick. WrestleMania 24, another good WrestleMania left off. No Way Out 09, SummerSlam 09, WrestleMania 26, Money in the Bank 2010, SummerSlam 2011, and TLC 2012. Slamboree 94, Bash 96, Bash of the Beach 96, Starrcade 96, Super Brawl 8, November to Remember 97 and 98, Guilty as Charged 99, Sacrifice 05, Bound for Glory 05, Genesis 06, Sacrifice 07, Lockdown 08, Lockdown 10, Bound for Glory 09 and 11, Destination X 2012, and Slammiversary 2012. So Chad will be doing the full rundown, PlaceToBeNation.com. And you guys weigh in as well via vote, and also on the Facebook page you can visit and share your thoughts, who you would have taken. Would you have picked any of the shows that were left off? And share your thoughts on who you thought had the better draft. Now, Scott, we have one more quick piece of business. Mm-hmm. That is NFL picks for week 6. I'm just going to read the game. No thoughts, no nothing. Just give me your winner. Chicago at home for the Giants.
Bears.
Me too. Cincinnati at Buffalo.
Bengals.
Me too. Detroit at Cleveland.
Browns.
I'm going to take the Lions. Kansas City home for Oakland.
Chiefs.
Jeez, I'm going to go 6-0. Carolina at Minnesota.
Ugh. Vikings.
All right, this is my upset pick of the week. I'm taking Carolina. Jets home for Pittsburgh.
Oh, God. Jets.
Yep, me too. Philly home for Tampa. I'm sorry, Philly at Tampa.
Eagles.
Me too, but I'm a little bit worried about that one. Full starting and Tampa coming off the bye. Green Bay at Baltimore. I'm going to take the Packers.
Me too.
Houston at St. Louis at Houston.
My upset special. I'm taking the Rams.
Oof. I'm going to take Houston as my suicide, which is probably suicide in itself. Denver home for Jacksonville. This is my lock, the Broncos.
Oh, yeah, they're going to roll.
Seattle home for Tennessee. I like Seattle.
Me too.
New Orleans at New England. I'm going to take the Saints.
Me too.
San Fran home for Zona. I'm going to take the Niners.
Me too.
Dallas home for Washington. I'm going to take your boys.
Me too.
And finally, Monday night, Indianapolis at San Diego. I am taking the Chargers at home.
Are they favored?
They are not.
That's my upset. I like the Chargers.
Okay, so my upset is Carolina. My lock is Denver. My suicide is Houston.
Okay. My upset is San Diego. My lock is Denver. And my suicide is Cowboy.
Okay. All right, Nation, there is your episode 260. Hope you enjoyed that draft. Next week, we'll be back Monday night on our usual schedule. We will be reviewing Armageddon 2000. Wednesday night, we'll have Kevin Kelly to wrap up that year as well. So until then, that's Scott. I am Justin. Everyone have a great night. We'll talk to you Monday night from Birmingham.
If it was a pick 41, I'd have taken WrestleFest 1.
Bitch. That can't be any worse than your other 40 picks. Oof.
Oh.
Throw the
bring it on.
This is my yard, boy.
Oh, God.
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
There's a copyright. 57 ways to simmer saute. I'm the winner all day.
lights get dimmer down Biggie's hallway. My forte causes Caucasians to say he sounds demented. Call weed scented. If I said it, I meant it. Bite my tongue for no one. Call me evil or unbelievable. Out the sunroof of Lexus coupes, leave no witnesses. What you think this is? Ain't no amateurs here. I damage and tear. MCs fear me. They too near not to hear me. Clearly, I'm the triple beam dream. 1,000 grams of uncut to the gut. It seems fucked up the way I touched up the grill. Trying to play gorilla when you ain't no killer. The gas by your liver, your upper lip quiver. You're ready to die. Tell God I said hi. Throw down some ice for the nicest MC. Niggas know the steelo. Unbelievable.